Hellion sat up a bit straighter.
"You've been inside the mountain?"
he asked. Somehow he'd expected the storehouse to be sealed, with all sorts of locks and barriers. Sabaoth sent him a scornfully patient look.
"Of course I've been inside. I killed the Guardian, remember?"
He looked back at Thrawn.
"So, you want the Emperor's little toys, and now you know you can just walk into the mountain with or without my help. Why are you still sitting here?"
"Because the mountain is only part of what I need," Thrawn told him. "I also require the partnership of a Jedi Master like yourself."
Sabaoth settled back into his cushion, a cynical smile showing through his beard.
"Ah, we finally get down to it. This, I take it, is where you offer me all the power even a Jedi Master could desire."
Thrawn smiled back.
"It is indeed. Tell me, Master Sabaoth, are you familiar with the Imperial Fleet's disastrous defeat at the Battle of Endor 5 years ago?"
"I've heard rumors. One of the offworlders who came here spoke about it."
Sabaoth's gaze drifted to the window, to the palace-slash-crypt visible across the square.
"Though only briefly."
Pelion swallowed. Thrawn himself didn't seem to notice the implication.
"Then you must have wondered how a few dozen rebel ships could possibly rout an Imperial force that outgunned it by at least 10-1.
"I didn't spend much time with such wonderings,"
Sabaoth said dryly.
"I assumed that the rebels were simply better warriors."
"In a sense, that's true," Thrawn agreed. "The rebels did indeed fight better, but not because of any special abilities or training. They fought better than the fleet, because the Emperor was dead."
He turned to look at Pelion.
"You were their captain. You must have noticed it. The sudden loss of coordination between crew members and ships. The loss of efficiency and discipline. The loss, in short, of that elusive quality we call fighting spirit."
"There was some confusion, yes,"
Pelion said stiffly. He was starting to see where Thrawn was going with this, and he didn't like it a bit.
"But nothing that can't be explained by the normal stresses of battle."
One blue-black eyebrow went up, just slightly.
"Really? The loss of the Executor? The sudden last-minute TIE fighter incompetence that brought about the destruction of the Death Star itself? The loss of 6 other Star Destroyers in engagements that none of them should have had trouble with? All of that nothing but normal battle stress?"
"The Emperor was not directing the battle,"
Pelion snapped, with a fire that startled him.
"Not in any way. I was there, Admiral. I know."
"Yes, Captain. You were there,"
Thrawn said, his voice abruptly hard.
"And it's time you gave up your blindfold and faced the truth, no matter how bitter you find it. You had no real fighting spirit of your own anymore. None of you in the Imperial Fleet did. It was the Emperor's will that drove you. The Emperor's mind that provided you with strength and resolve and efficiency. You were as dependent on that presence as if you were all Borg implanted into a combat computer."
"That's not true,"
Pelion shot back, stomach twisting painfully within him.
"It can't be. We fought on after his death."
"Yes,"
Thrawn said, his voice quiet and contemptuous. "You fought on. Like cadets.